I'm your chum, Dave Caselli, on the drive home this afternoon. And I would love to get into my car, well, not right now, leave you stranded, but after the show, and take a drive to Montuzi Mountain Lodge. Just the name sounds absolutely wonderful. And one of the co-owners of Montuzi Mountain Lodge is joining us now. It's a very, very, very warm welcome to the wonderful world of 88 FM to Lindsay, Lindsay Duplessis. Hello, Lindsay.
Hello, Dave.
How are you?
I'm so good, thanks. And how are you today?
I'm great, hey. Thank you so much. And I love the Drakensberg. I always have, and I haven't been there for a long, long time. So maybe it's time for a trip to Montuzi Mountain Lodge.
I think that is a great idea.
Lindsay, tell us why, okay? There are awesome autumn and winter holiday adventures at Montuzi. Tell us more.
So the Drakensberg in winter is one of the most fabulous places to visit in South Africa, mostly because the weather is so delightful. In the days, you have sunshine and clear blue skies, and at night you get all chilly and you need to snuggle up by a fire with a good bottle of wine and some tasty food.
Mm.
And the days offer great adventuring in terms of hiking or horse riding, mountain biking. Because it's sunny and you don't have any threat of thunderstorms like we get in the summertime.
Yeah.
It makes it, you know, really comfortable for adventuring. And then, of course, at the end of the day, to spoil yourself with a delicious dinner after you've done such great exercise and, you know, used all your energy up. It's a nice way to spoil yourself.
Sure. Now, does the cost, does it include the hiking, the horse riding, the mountain biking, the trail running? Is that all inclusive?
So the horse riding is separate, but all the other use of the trails would be included. So the hiking and the mountain bike trails are all available to our guests. And recently, this area has been declared a nature reserve, and so you can actually connect several different resorts and establishments, and you know, spend a whole day out on your bicycle or your feet, and go for lunch somewhere, and then carry on like kind of Camino style.
Okay.
And you know, start the day and end the day at Montuzi, but do a lovely big loop through the Northern Berg.
And if you feel like being pampered, you have a beautiful spa. Tell us more.
We do. So our spa offers everything from massages and manis and pedis and facials. The ladies are just the most caring individuals. So when you enter their treatment rooms, you just feel completely relaxed and looked after. It really is a real treat for people who need a bit of an unwind and a break.
Can you tell us about the rooms, Lindsay? What do they comprise of?
So I think one of the best parts about Montuzi is the fact that each of our rooms is its own building, and every single window looks out onto a spectacular mountain view.
Mm.
We have three different room types. So we've got our standard rooms are garden suites. Even though they're called garden suites, they still see mountains. And then our fanciest ones are the mountain suites. And then for families, we've got our family suites, which have got two bedrooms and two bathrooms. Every unit at Montuzi has its own lounge and a private patio area. And there's a kind of garden space around each unit, so that it kind of feels like your own little house in the middle of paradise.
Do you have all the amenities like kettle and toaster and microwave and fridge and that kind of stuff?
So they're not self-catering units, so they don't have a toaster and a microwave.
Okay.
So dinner and breakfast are included in the rate. There is a little fridge for fresh milk for your tea and coffee. And there's a plunger for fresh filter coffee. And then, of course, a kettle for tea.
I'm sure the restaurant is beautiful. I bet that log fire is burning in the restaurant, right?
All day. It's so cozy. But at lunchtime, it's quite nice to sit outdoors in the sunshine and enjoy the views. But for breakfast and dinner, we're mostly cozy inside at the moment. And the food is really well received. People love our menus and how we use very fresh ingredients, so things just taste magical. Nice color, and you know, we can cater for anyone who's got any dietary restrictions. So particularly our vegetarian and vegan options are really well thought out.
All right.
Well, we're very proud of that offering.
I'll go for a beautiful Greek salad, please, with no olives, and then I'll have a roast chicken, please.
A Greek salad with no olives. What do you
mean? I know, and I'm Italian as well. I should like olives. I never have. There's something strange. No. Something strange about me. Now, on the 27th of June, Lindsay, you've got something rather special happening. Richard Flack is an amazing wildlife and bird photographer. He's there for a photography weekend on the 27th of June. Now, tell us more, because you can get a discounted weekend.
Yes.
Am I right?
Yes. So we are just, we're really excited to have this special birding photography weekend with Richard Flack. He's so, his passion is for art photography, and he's going to be staying with us at Montusi, and our guests will be able to attend three workshops with him to focus on their photography and the composition of their pieces. And it's perfect birding season in the Drakensberg as well, because our aloes are all flowering. So you get this spectacular orange
beautiful
against the beautiful blue sky, and the birds go nuts for it. So we've got all the sunbirds and the gurney sugarbirds fluttering around and waiting to be caught by the photographers.
All right.
So we're quite excited about that one. And yeah, if people would want to book, they book it obviously straight through Montusi. It is on our website and on our social.
It's very, very simple. It's www.montusi.co.za, right?
Exactly, yes.
Tell me, how far is it from Durban? What kind of time are we talking to get from Durban, or
so
even Ballito?
Durban itself is about 280 km. Ballito, I guess, would be about 340 or 350.
So we're in for about 3 hours then, really, I suppose, aren't we?
Yeah, just over 3 hours.
So when I finish the show at 6 then and get in my car, I should see you just after 9 o'clock tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. And we'll keep dinner late for you. You can enjoy a good steak and a bottle of wine when you get here.
Lindsay, honestly, it sounds absolutely wonderful. And are there pictures that we can look at on the website? I'm sure there are.
Yes, lots of lovely pictures. And obviously on our Insta as well, we've got some great pictures and reels and videos. So people can get a real feel for the place. You know, we do it ourselves, so it's kind of real, authentic kind of experience of what it is.
Fantastic. Brilliant. Anything else you'd like to add, Lindsay?
You know, it's not that far away from Ballito, so I hope that your listeners will risk coming up the N3 to experience a bit of mountain away from the seaside. We don't have dolphins, but we do have really lovely birds and wildlife.
Fantastic.
Which will probably blow them away.
I'm definitely going to come and see you before the end of the year, Lindsay, okay?
I'd love that.
And I won't steal any of your towels, I promise you.
Thanks. That was great.
Lindsay Duplessis, thank you so much, co-owner of Montusi Mountain Lodge. Thank you for joining us on 88 FM.
Thank you for having me.
Pleasure. Enjoy the rest of your day.